First of all, the government of Burundi thanks all the Burundians because the elections went in a peaceful way and Burundians have been many gathered in polling centers to vote. So we can say that these elections went in a peaceful and free and fair way.
An opposition person was killed along, I think, with a Burundian police officer. Who was responsible for that?
Yes, in some small suburbs of Bujumbura, before the elections, there are some people who are shooting just to intimidate people not to go to vote. Because as you know, there are some opposition leaders who called Burundians not to go to vote. So since people do want to go to vote, some others are just shooting to intimidate them. So who is responsible? Everybody knows it's leaders of the opposition and some civil society activists who called the Burundian to refuse anything that can come from the government.
The United States has said that your government's dismissal of calls to delay the election risks legitimacy.
You should know that elections belong to Burundians. You cannot say that the government that is responsible of organizing elections can postpone elections beyond the constitutional limits. So we have some red lines that we cannot cross. They have to understand that in some other countries of the world, people are complaining, saying that the governments are not organizing elections on time. But here in Burundi, the government took the responsibility to organize elections. So I think we should be congratulated, not condemned.
Did your government deny an African Union delegation permission to, I think, observe or come to the country?
I think this is coming from people who don't know the reality. Remember, the president of Burundi has called the international community and all the partners to send their observers before, during, and after election. Concerning this issue of observers from the African Union, the government of Burundi gave them some small conditions to getting a visa. As it is, they have to get a visa. When themselves fail to drop their files to the embassy of Burundi to seek these visas, they cannot come because they delay themselves and condemn the government of Burundi. So they have to blame themselves, not the government of Burundi.